This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a football Friday, happy Friday to everyone out there. CJ Stroud need to be more like Deshaun Watson. I will explain why in a little bit. But first, Taylor Swift, she released her 12th studio album last night. I want to say around midnight.
Is it really her 12th?
Yep.
12 of those things.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, what is it? A couple of them are the rework ones that she did in order
the Taylor version.
Yeah, to get around some bad deal type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
So she released The Life of a Showgirl. And one of the songs is her version of the George Michael song called Father Figure.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost got me fired, man.
Almost got you fired?
Almost got me fired.
How?
I will explain why. So if you guys aren't familiar with the George Michael song, rest in peace, by the way. Mm-hmm. He got a song called Father Figure, and this is what it sound like.
Right, okay.
Fugitive. So that's one of his hits from George Michael called Father Figure.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, she just got 12 albums, period. The reworks are not.
Oh, really?
Are not a part of that.
So,
damn.
So 12 original albums.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she actually redid that song a little bit, or kind of made it her. It don't sound exactly the same, mm-hmm. but she kind of used that whole father figure thing. And it almost got me fired, and I'm going to play the reason why it almost got me fired. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
She's dropping, what bomb was that? the big one?
The D word.
Okay.
I would say the D word.
She's talking about a member of sorts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was sitting there.
Congrats to Travis Kelce, I guess?
I guess.
So I was sitting there recording it, and I kind of had it on in the background, just get a piece of it so mm-hmm. I can just play on the radio. And I played numerous songs on this station where I'm like, okay, let me look out for a cuss word. This one, I had no idea. I'm thinking, like, this one should be clean, too.
Yeah. You know?
And then after a while, I'm like, wait a minute. Did she just say what she just said? I had to go to, Rap Genius or whatever.
Yeah
Genius.
Yeah, look at the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, she actually
said that. She sure did.
I'm glad I almost played it from the YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to come in last minute and just play it straight from YouTube.
Man.
And I'm glad I didn't.
I guess it's been good to her.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So, that was a close call, man. Almost got me fired.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And good for Taylor, I guess, also.
Hey, man.
More power to her.
I know one thing. If I had a kid, I would not let her listen to no Taylor Swift
that's
with all
right.
this.
That's
all raunch. this vulgar language.
That's filth, flarn, filth.
That's raunch.
I never
let. Back in my day, they had real lyrics.
Like?
All our cussing. Can't believe she's doing all our cussing in these lyrics.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'll probably check the album out this weekend and just see how it is. But make sure I can't listen to it around kids.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They're out here talking about
all that cussing.
Genitalia. Yeah, man.
Crazy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Godly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, it's the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. I teased this, how C.J. Stroud need to be more like Deshaun Watson. And by the way, happy birthday, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, this is not the birthday present you give to C.J. Stroud.
Well, this might be a hell of a birthday gift for C.J. Stroud. So it's week five. It's 2025. It's the 2025 season.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Stroud need to do exactly what Deshaun did in week five of the 2019 season. Do y'all remember this game?
Oh, I do not exactly.
Yeah, so let me play some of the highlights
for
you.
That wasn't the Bengals game,
week five of 2019?
Let me play some of the highlights for y'all before y'all spoil it.
All right.
Watson under center, fakes the give, little mini boot. Deshaun with all day, looking, firing downfield to the end zone. Caught, rock and roll, Will Fuller, touchdown, Houston. Deshaun gets the snap, fires quickly underneath, has a man, Fuller, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. 45 of Atlanta down inside the 40-yard line. Here's the snap. Watson throwing over the middle, and he's got QT. 45, 40, cuts left, 35, the 30, the left sideline, 25, and dragged down at the 16-yard line by Ricardo Allen. Watson looking, Watson pumping, scrambling forward. Deshaun across the 40, the 45, the 50, cutting left. 45 of Atlanta and the 40 and out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Deshaun Watson, that's what he can do for you. Deshaun gets the snap.
Dang.
Looking left.
Yeah.
Watson dancing and Watson throwing downfield and he's got Fuller across the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll! Touchdown to Will Fuller, and that seals the deal. It's over. The Texans throttle Atlanta 53-32. To up their record to 3-2 and bounce back big time with Kansas City up next.
So I got a question for y'all. Before I get to that question, I'm going to just go through the stats from this game from one Deshaun Watson. So he had 426 passing yards. He was 28 of 33.
Yeesh.
Five passing touchdowns, four carries for 47 yards. No interceptions, and a perfect passing rating of 158.3.
Yeah, dog, that's – does that feel like that's on the table in this one, man?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if
this would be the perfect time to do it.
You are
five.
Right.
Yeah.
It's week five. Deshaun did it in week five. I know maybe they two different teams. I don't know. But this would be the perfect birthday gift, man.
It would be incredible. I mean, nobody can predict that. Nobody can say it's on the table, really. That's otherworldly right there. It also is kind of sad.
And just what that guy was. And so this is my question, because I actually saw the highlights on social media a couple days ago of this. And I kind of threw out there because I'm like, damn, is this the... I wanted to be nice and give a little respect to Matt Schaub. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here around that time, so I don't know what was the best game in Texans history. So I just kind of made it a little cute and said, was this the best game in the last 10 years of the franchise history?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is the best game?
Pass for a quarterback?
Yeah, just the best quarterback performance in history right here.
I've got to say, I mean, look at those numbers. I got to say yes.
Yeah, this. I mean, it feels like it. That's incredible performance.
I tried to be cute by saying the last 10 years mm-hmm. because, you know, like I said, I didn't know what was going on back then. Yeah. But a lot of people were saying yes, like mm-hmm. franchise history, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was bringing up the C.J. Stroud against the Bucks 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But man, this was – I forgot he was really dealing like this, man.
I mean, there was a reason why Deshaun Watson was a no-brainer, this is a franchise quarterback type guy. Like, these are the types of performances, especially – and you can admit that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons were 1-4, and you still let them put up 32 points, but it didn't even matter. Like, imagine letting up 32 points and being like, that's cute because of how incredible – touchdown.
It was a lot of action in this game. I was kind of looking through the other highlights. I just got some of the mm-hmm. main ones, but remember Tyshawn Gibson?
Oh, yeah.
He had a 75-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn.
I will say, you give me anything close, like even obviously anything close on yardage, but like for me, the explosive nature of that game for Deshaun Watson is the thing that I think is something that I would like to see replicated, because if you can have those type of explosives, then we're really cooking with grease here, because we've seen that, okay, CJ, at least in a game in this system, can take what's given to him. If you can see the fireworks come through in an offense, that feels like something, at least at this point, that doesn't feel like it's a part of the part of the program. It feels like that's downloadable content for this offense, not something that they already have stock.
Yeah.
If you see that, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I can believe in something.
And how about 426 yards and 84% completion?
Yeah,
that's not just the explosives; it's everything. And the explosives, he's that accurate. And 47 yards rushing. And whatever happened to Will Fuller, by the way?
By the way,
yeah.
Will Fuller had over 200 yards receiving. Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
Is that good?
Yeah,
it's all right.
that's an interesting story. You know, the whole Will Fuller thing.
It is worth noting mm-hmm. that. Shout out to the text line for making note of it. In 2012, Matt Schaub did have in an overtime game,
2 or 3 400-yard passing games.
He had 4 400-yard passing games and a 527-yard passing game. Now, you tell me if this is better. 43 of 55, 78% completion percentage, 527, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. How does that hit you?
I still think that's better.
You think that Schaub is better?
Schaub is better. Yeah, see.
He had the interceptions on the other side of it.
You hit 500, brother.
He's playing college football at that point. That's college football number.
And see, that's why I wanted to kind of limit it to the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I know Schaub was kind of going crazy a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But, damn, it's a damn shame what they did to that dog.
Damn, ain't it?
Man, and Will Fuller, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I want to give a special salute. It's going to be a popping weekend
mm-hmm.
in H-Town, man. It's a lot going on around the same damn time. So the Houston Dynamo, they are hosting their last regular season home match.
Yep.
All right.
And they are facing San Diego FC.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
It's really important match, too.
Yeah. Tell us how important it is, man. I want to say they are 2 points.
They're just outside,
2 points. Yeah. 2 points outside of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're 2 points off of the ninth place position in the West, which would put you in that final playoff spot. So it's not going to get it done for them on its own. There's a couple of teams in between mm-hmm. them, including FC Dallas. But you need this, Vic. You need all 3 points. In this one, and I imagine that if we were talking to our guy Ben
Olsen, to attack,
time to attack. But he's like, "Yo, Houston, if you can get behind your club, getting that environment will be helpful in that regard. They need this victory. I think they have two more games just total, but this one will be the last one that they have at Shell Energy during the regular season.
Yeah, and this is the perfect time to get out. It's fan appreciation night, so they're going to have giveaways, surprises all night long.
Oh,
seat upgrades, signed jerseys and match balls, signed posters, limited edition, merch, and all that good stuff. And like we talked about earlier, this is a playoff push, so as fun as it's going to be, and by the way, it's almost sold out. Mm-hmm. It's almost sold out, so make sure you try to get your tickets. But
be good atmosphere.
Yeah, so as fun as it's going to be, it's going to be kind of tight a little bit, mm-hmm. man. It's going to be a little bit tense mm-hmm. because they really need these points.
Yeah.
And if you want to get tickets, man, make sure you go to SeatGeek because they are doing 20% off of this game. So right. make sure you go to SeatGeek to get your tickets.
So a cheaper, meaningful experience. That feels like what any sports fan would like. If you could promise me I can get 20% off and a meaningful game, I feel like a lot of people jump at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So make sure you get out. By the way, the Dynamo wrap up their regular season on October the 18th against Sporting Kansas City.
Okay.
And they call it, what's that, decision day?
Well, yeah, determines the playoffs.
Yeah,
decision
so they call that decision day. Yeah. And also, I got to give a shout-out to the Cougs. They also play on Saturday.
Yes, they do.
They face Texas Tech, and I want to say kickoff is at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. at TDECU Stadium. Family weekend, of course. I feel like all them games be kind of like a family.
It's a great atmosphere for
that. It's good for the kids. Bring the kids out. And make sure you wear Houston blue. Mm-hmm. Make sure you wear Houston blue and pat the house out. Tailgating starts at 2 p.m. Cougs on Parade is at 5:50 p.m. That's a lot of tailgating right there.
That is a lot of tailgating.
That's a lot. 2 o'clock and the game started at 6. That's a lot going on.
Sounds like just the right amount of tailgating for a big game to me.
Yeah.
On a Houston Blue weekend? Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to be out there and I'm going to try to, I'm going to link up with Lopez Sons and all that stuff. So we're going to have a good time. Make sure you get your tickets for that. You can go to uhcougars.com/tickets.
You think Nick Cassero will be at this one too?
He might.
Seeing some tech players at home? Oh, no, they're on the road, though.
He's going to be in Baltimore.
I was like, they're on the road.
Yeah.
The high is only going to be 89.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, so make sure you wear your blue. All them Raiders
Red Raiders
going to be wearing red. So make sure you wear that H-Town blue. Wear that Houston blue. And pack it out, man.
Yeah. Good job, man.
It's going to be crazy. I'm gonna try. By the way, I'm going to try to go to both games.
I'm
going to try to double dip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a crazy Saturday for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. I'm excited to see that as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellows of the Drive who are broadcasting from Talia Brewing out there in Sugarland next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Stadium. But before we do that, we got to draft the weekend. Let's do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.